Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. Questions without notice. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected.
I took the Signet Boost power bank away with me. I didn't have to worry about all the different cords and everything else.
100%. I did exactly the same thing. They are magnificent. Mm. And they last and last. I reckon I got 5 or 6 charges out of the power bank.
You wouldn't have needed 5 or 6. You were only away for 2 days.
Oh, Gary, it was a hectic
what
2 days.
What were you doing on your phone?
It was a hectic 2 days.
You've been doing a lot of scrolling in your
hotel
room.
Well, I had to
room.
Stay in communication with everybody back at work. That's the thing about being on the road like that.
Fair enough.
Hey, morning. Guys, I concur wholeheartedly here with Nugget. It gets me angry that someone like Gary, who's made a very affluent living from covering football, tries to shorten the games.
Who's that
How
from?
You respond to Nugget?
Well, Nugget, I apologise for having a different opinion to you. It's just my opinion, Nugget. You and I aren't going to agree. I could just say, okay, let's keep them long, but that's just my opinion.
I thought you and Nugget might be great mates, given how much of his product you use in your...
I knew you didn't like that crack about the dying grass in your hair. I knew you didn't like it. Your first opportunity.
I don't mind.
The first chance you got, just...
I had a bad loss at the weekend. I just want to table this.
What happened?
I was playing Snap with Junie and Wolf. They were double teaming me. Yeah. Wolf was distracting me, and I think that Junie might have been fixing the deck.
You said they just cheat.
They cheat. Blatant cheating.
Snap.
Mark's in Sydney. Morning, Mark. It's just 1300 736 736 and 0433 98 11 16. Handing the show over to our magnificent audience with questions without notice as we head towards 9 o'clock and Jared Waitley. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Look, loving the show. I wanted to raise a question about Laura Kane in the interview last night. When she was talking about players putting their head and leading with their head, she said it was club-led or club-taught. And I'm wondering to myself, it's great that the AFL finally acknowledged the players are getting taught how to milk free kicks. And I'm wondering, what should the AFL do to actually stop it? Should clubs be penalised if they've got lots of players that are leading with their head and trying to milk free kicks?
Well, I think the penalty will come with the non-free kicks, and if you get tackled properly, then that should be a free kick against. So I think that would be the ultimate penalty, I reckon, Mark. So that's a dangerous it's a dangerous part. It was Jacob Hopper, I think, was the example we had last night, who led with the head, and if he gets tackled, then he should be a free kick against. And I think the clubs have pretty much stamped that out.
Well, the other part to that is you don't get a free kick. And if you are tackled, then it's deemed that you had prior opportunity. So that's sort of it. But I think Mark wants them to go a little bit deeper and maybe, I don't know, introduce or have some sort of a conversation with them at Clubland. But I think everybody's cognizant now of the fact that they need to modify their behaviours. Dean's in Reservoir just quickly. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, boys. Look, I'm just a bit confused and hoping you guys can clear it up for me.
It's dropping out, Dino. Just hold on. We'll either ring you back or you can ring us back because we couldn't quite hear you then, unfortunately. Got any questions about notes? Where did you see Matthew Rowe before the weekend and now how do you see him? Or where do you see him in terms of the hierarchy of the game's better players?
Well, I had a high opinion of him before the week. I think he had some really great football last year, and maybe it was just not spotted as much because of where they were, the Suns, but obviously because of that performance at the weekend, 20. He's a great player. Like, we've talked about it before, how there are players who are competitive and then there are players who are above that level of just competitiveness and just... And we've seen, like, the Glenn Archers and those types of guys who just have this assault on the ball that just stands out above anybody else. He's one of those guys. And he's effective too.
Indeed.
Extremely effective. And he is, when I sat down, or when we sat down with the Suns players during the preseason, Gary, and had that dinner, and he was part of that, just talking to him. Have I got your attention here or not? You just don't look like you've...
I'm listening to every word. What's wrong with you? I'm listening to every word.
The other players were talking about how unbelievably competitive he is at everything he does. It's just in his DNA.
Yes.
It's just in his DNA. It's what he is. He couldn't play a game of table tennis and not feel like his life depended upon him winning.
Did he eat the grass? Was he...
I'm not sure which grass he was on, Gary. I really don't know whether he had a little slight munch or whether he had more than a slight munch. I don't know.
I wonder what sort it was.
And then I have some blue ivy and then some Amy Winehouse.
It might have been the Amy Winehouse.
Dean's back from Reservoir. G'day, Dino.
Hey, boys. Look, I just wanted some clarification on... I'm a bit confused about the old dropping the ball rule. I was watching the Carlton-Brisbane game on the weekend, and how many times I saw the ball not either get disposed by hand or foot, and it was called play on. So, a great tackle goes unrewarded. Is that changed over recent times?
Shouldn't have, Dino, but it's a topic that gets brought up so regularly, and you are right to bring it up because there is confusion over what is deemed to be incorrect.
What is your understanding then about incorrect disposal?
Well, if you've had prior opportunity, Wisp, you have to... dispose of the ball by the accepted means, by hand or foot.
So if it gets knocked out in the tackle...
If you've had prior opportunity and it gets knocked out in the tackle, then that would be a free kick.
Yeah, I saw a lot of them paid like that at the weekend.
Confusing, I know. Let's get some news up, news headlines.